Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
We knew that there is nothing that anyone can do without our Lord Jesus Christ. John 15:5. Say, without me, ye can do nothing. But John 4:24 says that he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So it takes a spirit to worship a spirit. That's why I said spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Among the four categories that we saw last week, concerning the mysteries of the kingdom of God, we saw the natural man, we saw the carnal man, we saw the babes, and we saw the spiritual man. Among the four, we said that it is only the spiritual man that can receive from God and will have understanding. Every other category is just not right in the sight of Almighty God. So as a result of that, as children of God, knowing the truth about how the kingdom functions, so we ought to do as the word commanded us to do. In other words, be spiritual. We have to come to a point to do what it takes to be spiritual. Today, we have a baby dedication. So we are just going to remind ourselves what dedication is all about. Usually when we talk about, when we have a baby dedication, we have the tendency to talk about, you know, how the Lord commissioned these children to us and how our responsibilities towards these children and all that. But the word dedication, it has to sound right in our ears and living a life knowing that truly we are doing what the Lord required of us, because all of us are called. If you are not called, you will not be here in this world. And if you are here, it's because the Lord put you here. And if God puts you here, he wants you to fulfill his purpose. So, the title of the word of the day is dedication, the means of becoming a disciple. Dedication, the means of becoming a disciple. And we are going to see six different points. Number one, we talk about the basis of dedication. Number two, we will talk about the components of dedication. Three, the meaning of dedication. The next one, four, will be area of dedication and how often, frequency of dedication. And the last one will be the result of dedication. So we have 6 points to go through during this word of the living God. The book of Psalms, Psalm 139 and the verses 14 to 16. David made a statement. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. David is praising his God of how the Lord God has been good and had blessed him, and how God had made him. You know, we have situations that a lot of people reject their own image, so they underestimate themselves. They look at themselves within the mirror and said that, I wish my eyes would have been this way. I wish my tongue would have been little and slightly on the right side, and on and on and on. But this man has come to a point to realize what the Lord has done in his life. He said, God, how you have made me is so great. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And most importantly, I'm living my life and I come to the point to know that every step of my life is all orchestrated and ordained by you. You made me in this secret place and you ordained me for life. A blessing from a man's mouth to Almighty God. We have so many people that reject themselves. They reject themselves. And the Lord is not appreciating that, because if God made you and your year is not straight, it is because the Lord has an assignment for your life that you're going to need that year to fulfill that mandate. So fearfully and wonderfully made, give glory to the living God. Ephesians 1 and the verse is 3. The word says, he said, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had blessed us. We are blessed children of the living God. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. The Lord who made you wonderfully and fearfully had also blessed you in the Son Jesus. You know, the fearful part of our blessing, we don't see it. But only they that try to come against your life, these are the ones that can recognize how fearful God has made you. Amen? So, find all reasons in your life to give glory to God, because God has been good. In the light of all these things that we have been saying, all these blessings that we have just read, we have to and we must dedicate our lives to Almighty God. Amen? A man has no reason to live and dedicated his life unto anything else without knowing God. The only purpose for a man to live is that your life has to bring glory to God. God put you here. It is because God has an assignment for your life. That is the reason why you continue living. Otherwise, what is the reason why God should even give you one day to live? If you are living for yourself, that your life is not bringing any glory to God, no dedication of your life to God, everything is all centered around you. And matter of fact, you have even become egocentric. The whole world is just turning around, just around you. You have no reason to live. No reason. But if you come to a point to realize that God is good to you, to let you see every single morning, and your children are doing well, and you are healthy, you go in and out without nothing happening to you. Every single moment of your life, you have to just lift up your hands and say, Lord, my life is yours. I am all yours. The breath of life. It is so amazing how a man's life can just be taken like this. We have seen people that are moving around with oxygen. They carry their own oxygen. You are moving around healthy, freely, strengthened, and you are not able to give glory to God. The oxygen that you are taking freely, go to the hospital, it is sold for very expensive. Why do you want to wait to learn hard way? Why do you want to wait to be sick and find yourself in the hospital to appreciate the oxygen? To appreciate the value of oxygen. find reasons to thank God and to dedicate your life for Almighty God. So we say that, number one, the basis of our dedication. So in scriptures in general, what is the basis given by the Bible to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, to make him our Lord and Savior? As we said, dedication is always in the basis of the blessings that we have received from God. And that is what the Bible teaches us. There is no other reason. The reason why you have to dedicate your life to God is because of God's blessings. If you think that the Lord God has not blessed you, that's what we just said. You think about the fact that all these things that you are seeing on TV and people dying and accident and gunshot and all these things, you have been completely protected and your life keep moving. You have reason, all reasons, to dedicate your life and make our Lord Jesus Christ your reason of living. Apostle Paul made a statement in Romans 12 and the verses 1 and 2. Paul said to the Romans, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So to dedicate ourselves is on the basis of the mercies of God. To dedicate ourselves, we said it, it is not because of anything else, but on the mercies of the living God. And the mercies of God are in the light of what God has done for you and I by providing us three main things. Number one, we come here because we are justified. We come here because we have also been sanctified, and we are here in the very presence of the Lord because God has in plan, in his mighty plan, to glorify everyone and each one of us. Amen. What a wonderful life. When we say our God is good, we don't always understand how God is good. But now I'm telling you how God is good. How the Lord God is good to you by preserving your life. How God is good to you by keeping you going. How God is good to you by having a plan for your life. Without vision, people perish. Everyone that is living without vision is a life that is heading astray. It's not going anywhere. He's caught by every move of the world and cannot be himself because he doesn't know what he's doing. So, you know, we said that the mercies of God is the three things. Through this mercies, God brought three things to us: justification, sanctification, and glorification. You know, we are not going to enter into details in terms of scriptures because each one of them by itself is just a whole message. So we are going to throw light on these terms so you know what the Lord God has done for your life. So number one, justification. Justification through the studies is the act of God by which God declares the sinner righteous in the basis of the perfect righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So justification simply means that we have been declared righteous. Amen. We are not righteous, but Christ came and lived a righteous life and brought us unto himself. So as a result of that, when God sees you, Almighty God is seeing you through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So since Christ is righteous, the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ has been imputed in your life. And the Lord had declared you righteous. Praise the Lord. This is how good our God is. You cannot declare someone righteous when especially the person is condemned. So, you know, right away we can see our God as the judge. You know, because what he said, no one goes against it. You are a sinner. You have committed a crime and you have been brought to the court. And it happened that when you came to this court, you saw that your father is the one that is sitting at the throne of judgment. Is God going to let you go scot-free? Then God will be an unrighteous God. Why would you punish one and let others go free? God took the punishment upon his son and said that through what my son has done, I imputed it over your life. Go, you are free. Amen. You are free. Do you think that justification didn't cost God? It cost God everything. It cost God his only begotten son. Let me give one more explanation about this. What this means. In terms of what I just said, you committed a crime and you have been taken to the court. You went to court and then you saw that your father is the judge. Your father is not going to let you go. So your father is going to find you about what you have done. They said you have to pay a huge amount of money that you don't have. But the father had already judged you. So in the sight of everyone, the judgment has been pronounced. So the moment that your father got out of that judgment throne, he just opened his church checkbook and wrote the amount and gave it to the state. I have paid for the judgment over his life. This is what the Lord has done for you and I. Amen. Justification. We said that the second element concerning the basis of our justification is sanctification. Sanctification. So the basis of sanctification is also simply meaning that you are set apart. Anything that is sanctified is set apart. So this child that we are going to dedicate, the word sanctification will just be impacted in the child's life because we are going to set this child aside for the master's use, for God's use. Anything that is sanctified unto the glory of the living God, power, divine protection, it is a non-go area. It is a non-go area. Don't mess up with anything that is sanctified to God. You are running to a dangerous zone. So we say sanctification is to set apart. So in the relation of the believer's salvation, sanctification is defined as the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God and are enabled more and more to die to sin and live unto righteousness. I'm going to explain myself. It is because we have been set aside for God's use. So as a result of that, our lives that are dedicated to God, it is meant for us to do the right thing because the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ has been imputed in our lives. God sees, he sees you as a righteous person. Sees, the Lord sees you as a righteous person, and you are conscious of the righteousness, of the goodness of God, of the mercies of God over your life. You are not going to go back to the pit. You will do as much as possible to stay in line with the covenant of the living God. Romans 6:14, he said, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. You are under grace. You are under grace. John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Everyone that have come under grace, it is a time and a period and, you know, dispensation of power against sin. Stay away from it. We are sanctified. You know, we were singing, saying that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by the Spirit of God that every mountain on your life will just be moved away. So our daily lives, it is by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost that you will be able to overcome sin. You cannot, if you are going to rely on your own strength, you will fall. You will fall. Satan is a powerful adversary. And you are not going in there with your carnalities. He is not a man. He is a fallen angel. Which means that he has more abilities than you have. But let me tell you this, it's because you have come to Christ, the one that is in you, he's greater than anyone that is in the world. And Satan is in the world. So the Holy Spirit that is in you, that is what makes you a powerful person to overcome anything that you are confronted. Sin will not have dominion over you because of the Holy Spirit. He will give you the ability and the empowerment to overcome the situation. On one condition, that you are truly dedicated, mindful of God at all times. Well, number three, we said God also has a plan for your life. And that plan is that he has in mind to glorify you. And it is his will that a man lives and come to a point of glorification. So it's not like everything that you are doing as you are living today is all in vain. A time is coming that whatever struggles that you have been through, whatever issues that you have been through, whatever hard life that you live unto the glory of the living God, you are going to receive the just reward. Amen. Life does not stop here. There is a continuation. Your eyes closes here and another one is open unto the spiritual world. If you don't believe me, you just remember how you go to bed and you are just, the body is just there and still your conscience continue living. Death is real as resurrection is also real. Life after death is real. This is not a joke. So, we said that in terms of glorification, the believers, we have the grace to stand before the throne of God. But as we stand in this grace, we believers, we are standing in the hope of being glorified in the near future. So, glorification itself is the final product of God's destiny for those whom he has chosen. And the ones that the Lord God has chosen, these ones, God also foreordained them. Foreordained is plan ahead. Set them for a purpose that is ahead. The Lord foreordained them. And the ones that he foreordained, he also called them. And those whom he called, he also justified them. and those who now believe that they have been justified, these ones, Almighty God will bring them into glorification. Hallelujah. So you can see that the trend of our lives are so glorious. The Lord will start with you, he will be with you, and he will finish with you. Faithful is the one that called you, he also will do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, chapter 5, and the verse is 24. Faithful is he who called thee, he also will do it. The Lord who has called you, he is able to do what he says he's going to do by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. All this truth that we have been talking about, the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please, every time that the word of God is being released, it's such a powerful time, because that is the time that healings are taking place. First Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. It is to confirm all that we have said. He said, what? Now, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are not bought with a price. He said, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, belongs to God. We are of God. We belong to God. We belong to God. Everything of us is God. Genesis 2:7. He said that the Lord God took the dust of the ground and formed man and breathed a breath. He said the breath of life into man's nostril, and man became a living soul. So you can imagine that as we have come to study that, the moment that a man dies, God is taking the spirit back. Every moment of your life, the Lord God can say that, okay, let me take my breath of life. And man falls, and that's it, he's gone. You belong to God. We all belong to God. Therefore, we should live our lives because of the blessings that we have received from God. And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. We have already become the temple of this Spirit of God. Are we going back in sin to defile what the Lord God had paid that much? Say, God forbid. God forbid. Well, so far, I have talked about the first point only, that is the basis of our dedication. So we say that the basis of our dedication is because God has been good to us. So as a result of that, we have been justified, we have been sanctified, and the Lord has in plan to glorify us. That is how good God is. You know, the second point, we said the component of dedication. The component of dedication. So what is involved? What are the elements in dedication? Three things have been identified in the components of dedication. Number one, we said surrender. Surrender. Romans 6 and the verse is 13. Apostle Paul said, neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto Almighty God. It is a decisive presentation of our body, dedicating our bodies to the Lord. It is important. You don't go and put all kinds of stuff on your body. That body is not yours. That body is not yours. When you are just taking the body, say, he paid the price. Release the precious Holy Spirit in you so that you will keep on going and staying away from sin. And the Lord said, these things are not right in my sight. Set the body also aside for Almighty God. So it's not like just coming and say that, oh, I have dedicated my life to Almighty God. And you're standing at the pulpit and you are preaching, you are running to prayers, and you are doing this, you are doing that. But there is a sin in your life that no one knows about it. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Man might not know. If he wants to reveal it to man, he will. But he might not. But one thing that is sure is that he has given you the Holy Spirit that keeps convicting you of sin. But you remain in it. You are not deceiving anyone. You are heading to hellfire. Hellfire. A man that is born of a woman, his life is very short and full of trouble. That is why God gives us, he gave us the Holy Spirit to help you in time of trouble. He never said that the trouble will not come. He said they will come. John 16:33. He said, in me you will have peace, but in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome it. If Christ had overcome it and have given you the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was working in him, he has given you that Spirit. You will surely overcome. Amen. You will surely live a glorious life, and the Lord God will one day, he will raise you. He will just bring you up higher and higher unto himself. And you will know that every single moment that you live, it's worth living. Hallelujah. These are powerful truths of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. No one can deceive us about this. No matter how much they are preaching out there, no matter how much you think that these things of God, are they true? Are they not? Hey, don't find it out by the hard way. Don't. It is the truth. I told you a couple, Saturdays ago, what happened to me in that room alone. And the testimony, God made it such a way that someone confirms it from another place. He said that the enemy, they might come upon you like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit that is in you, shall stand against them. This is how much the blessings of God over your life. They want to kill you, but they cannot kill you. They want to kill you, but they cannot kill you. They have every single, thing put in place. And they have purpose that this time he will not escape. But let me tell you, the Lord had already made a way for you to escape before they planned. So we surrender our bodies unto the living God. The second component of dedication, it's separation. Separation. Romans 12 and the verses 1 to 2. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So after dedicating ourselves to the Lord, we should not be fashioned according to the world. And this is the key characteristic of spiritual life. Being not conformed to the world. But we are to be conformed to the word of God. We are not to be conformed to the world, but we are to be conformed to the word of God. So as far as the world is concerned, we are unfashionable. You are not someone that the world can say how great you are, how fashionable you are. We are unfashionable because we are not conformed to their standard. We need to reject the patterns of the former things. I mean by that the Lord God that saved you, Our Adamic nature has been taken away. Stay clean. Stay clean. Stay clean. We are not conformed. You see, if you start running the church by the standard of the world, we are gone. It's church is no more church. But the church is the most precious thing in the sight of God. And the Lord had brought you to be part of the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ is coming for you. So the moment that the church is starting, you know, being conformed to the standard of the world, where are we going? The world is an enemy to a Christian. And the child of God has become so shallow. His life is shallow. Because what he sees on the TV, that is his standard. The word of God has not become the standard. So he has confidence. He said, this is the new way of doing things. The new way of doing things. That is what everyone is doing. Let's make church, let it sound good. If it's not pleasing God, it does not matter. If we come around and we are happy, that's fine. So let's make ourselves happy. You know, these things, you know, today is the modern world. Please, Pastor Charles. Number three, in the components, is transformation. We have to be transformed. So the means of transformation is by the renewing of our minds. You see, and the result will be providing of what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing your mind so that you will come to be accepted and be in line with the will of God. And that is your aim. He said it's the result. So that is your aim. You are aiming to renew your mind. What is not right is not right. What is not right is not right. If it's right, you know, there is something that I have been saying. All of us, we are here. Most of the cultures, certain things that we don't, we just know that those things are not right. Today we are around here in America. And we are seeing so many things that are not right. But we are Christians, and it's a land of Christians. But we come to a point to say that, oh, those things are okay, because after all, they are doing it anyway, so why don't we just accept them? Let me tell you, what is not right is not right. It's not because everybody is doing it so that we come to accept it. The issue here is that live by the standard of God so that you can keep your identity, your uniqueness, and your fulfillment unto glorification. You have to. Otherwise, you will be vexed by the doings of the land. We are in America. Anything goes. No, let me tell you. We are not. It's not about America. It's all about God. Jeremiah 1 and the verses 5. The Lord told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee, in the belly I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. The Lord knew you before you got here. God had already ordained you unto his glorification in the name of Jesus. You are to live that life, and a time will come you will know that, say, ah, our God is good. You know how we bless the Lord when everything is fine. But when we are going through situations, but you know, it's also part of it. I said it before. It's part of it. No matter up, be with the Lord. Down, be with the Lord. You know, in the middle, continue being with the Lord. Because he said that in waters, he will be with you. In fire, he will be with you. And if the Lord is flying, it's the Lord that is flying you. In the height, it's still Almighty God. Your God is with you. And you want to make sure that you are keeping the presence of the living God in your life. Amen. Ha! What a good God that we serve. So now, number three, what is the meaning of dedication? James 4 and the verses 7, he said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So simply put, we said that dedication is one submitting himself or his life unto our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitted is an act of voluntary. You have to submit yourself unto Christ. That is how you dedicate yourself to Almighty God. So, four, the areas of dedication. We said that first of all, the believer himself has to dedicate himself to Christ. The believer must personally be dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ. The second facet of concerning the area of dedication is also the body. We have talked about it. Not only the individual, but your body in particular also has to be dedicated to Almighty God. So how often we ought to dedicate ourselves to God? How often? So the frequency of dedication, and we are bringing everything to an end. How often we should dedicate ourselves to our, you know, to Almighty God, ourselves and our bodies. We need to make one time, only one time decision. Dedication is done only one time. But it does require continuous commitment. Continuous commitment to keep you going. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. In every single moment, you need to find out God's will concerning any situation that you will find yourself in. But so the question here is that, what if a believer falls away from his dedication? What if there is a violation of the dedication vow? In other words, if you backslide, what do you do? Should you go back and start afresh? Or what do you do? You see, it's like someone that is running a race. It's very simple. If you are running a race and you fall down, you don't go back to the beginning to start the race. When you come back, you are picking up from where you were. That's the way it is. So if you backslide one way or another, something has gone wrong. And then you come to a point that the Lord had helped you. And now you are standing and said, that, oh my goodness, what happened is not good. You are not going back again. You pick it up from where you were and then you move on with the Lord. Amen. So backsliding is not, you know, we try as much as possible to stay in line with the Lord. But things happen that a man will get to a point that, you know, he might fall. And Proverbs 24 and the verses 16 to 18, the Lord said that, he said, for a just man falleth seven times. A just man, he falleth seven times and riseth up again. Let me tell you, any form of backsliding in your life, the word of God has come to you. Please check yourself and start again with the Lord. Start again with the Lord. You don't have to remain. Defeat is not when you fall. Defeat is only when you fall and you remain fallen. In the boxing ring, it is they that remain fallen, so they start counting. 10, they said the guy is still on the floor. It's finished, finished, finished. Don't continue. That's it. Praise the Lord. And the last one, the result of dedication. So, in all, we say that dedication allows the Holy Spirit to fill the believer, because dedication is prerequisite for filling in the spiritual life. So then, all that we have said, dedication becomes the starting ground for a spiritual life, a disciple life. Hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless this word that you have received this afternoon. May the Lord use his word and bring you back to himself. Every single thing that had happened, God is in control. Whatever that is going on, the Lord is in control. God has control of your life, and he will make sure that he will bring you to that glorification or to his own glory. In Jesus' name, God bless you and bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.